This is Monica Reinagle, and you are listening to the Nutrition Diva Podcast. Welcome. Today, we're talking about nutrition and hair loss. But first, a question from Erin, who recently saw an ad for a dietary supplement containing, and I apologize if this is a little bit gross, beef organ complex, which was freeze-dried, powdered beef liver, kidney, and heart. And the ad talked about the high levels of certain nutrients found in organ meats, nutrients that they claimed you might miss out on if you're only eating the muscle meat. And the ad also included testimonials, of course. One customer reported an immediate increase in energy when he began taking the organ complex. So Erin was intrigued by this, but appropriately skeptical. Is this supplement just a solution in search of a problem? She wanted to know. And I think that's an excellent question. Here's how I would go about evaluating a supplement like this. First, what would this supplement provide that you are lacking? Or, as my friend Brock Armstrong likes to ask, what problem are you trying to solve? Because then we can assess whether this is the most effective way to supply that need or to solve that problem. Say, for example, the problem you are trying to solve is a lack of energy. Well, that's one of the things that the supplement claims to help with, but it really would depend on what's causing your lack of energy, wouldn't it? If you're tired because you're only sleeping 4 hours a night, all the powdered beef liver in the world isn't going to help as much as getting some extra shut-eye. But low iron levels can also cause low energy. And in that case, increasing your iron stores could potentially be a solution to that problem. And this supplement is an excellent source of iron. But I suspect you could solve that problem more simply and more inexpensively with a regular old iron supplement or by adding more iron-rich foods to your diet. And we're going to be talking more about iron in the next segment. But I'll be honest, I kind of doubt that this product is the most appropriate, effective, or cost-effective solution to any problem that one might actually have. But it never hurts to walk through the logic, and you can apply that same logic to any supplement or solution that you're considering. And now let's talk about hair loss and what iron might have to do with that. A small amount of hair collecting in the shower drain or the hairbrush is not necessarily cause for concern. According to the Academy of Dermatology, it is perfectly normal to lose 100 or so hairs from your head every day. Gradually thinning hair as you get older is also normal, and it's largely hereditary. But hair loss, especially when it's sudden or at a young age, can also be a sign of certain medical conditions or nutrient deficiencies. In these cases, identifying and correcting the problem can often reverse your hair loss. But the sudden onset of thinning hair is not the time for self-diagnosis or self-treatment, because guessing wrong and treating a problem that doesn't exist not only won't help, it might actually make the problem worse. So two of the most common non-hereditary causes of hair loss are low thyroid function and iron deficiency. And both of these are relatively common, especially in women. And although they are two completely different conditions, they share some of the same symptoms. In addition to hair loss, fatigue and cold hands and feet can be signs of both low thyroid and iron deficiency. Each of these conditions are readily diagnosed with a simple blood test, and they can be easily corrected either with replacement thyroid hormone or iron supplements. But obviously, it's important to match the solution to the problem. If you suspect you might be low in iron, ask your doctor to confirm your suspicions before you start taking any iron supplements. Taking an over-the-counter iron supplement if you don't have an iron deficiency is potentially harmful. And if it turns out that you're not low in iron, then you'd want to connect with your doctor and keep looking for other possible explanations for your symptoms. If you are iron deficient, your doctor is probably going to want to recheck your levels after a few weeks of iron supplementation, because if the iron supplements don't seem to be helping, they're going to want to explore and rule out some less common causes of iron deficiency. Although it's not a good idea to take iron supplements unless you know you need them, it is a good idea to make sure that your diet contains enough iron to meet your needs. And here are the recommended daily allowances for various groups. Adolescent girls, 15 milligrams per day. Adolescent boys, 11 milligrams per day. Adult men and postmenopausal women, just 8 milligrams per day. Menstruating women need 18 milligrams per day, and pregnant women need the most of all, 27 milligrams per day. Now, the three groups that are most likely to fall short are adolescent girls and premenopausal or pregnant women. But you don't necessarily need supplements in order to get more iron. You can get plenty of iron from your diet. All meat, poultry, and seafood provide the more absorbable heme form of iron. Beef, chicken livers, yes, beef livers, clams, and oysters are also particularly good sources. Although there's plenty of iron to be found in plants, especially those dried beans and lentils, spinach, quinoa, and pumpkin seeds, that non-heme iron form in plants is not as well absorbed. Strict vegans are advised to get 50% more iron than the recommended daily allowance to compensate for that lower absorption from plant foods. And also, eating foods that are high in vitamin C can help you absorb more iron from plant sources. Now, I don't want you to worry too much about this. Vegans are actually not any more likely to suffer from iron deficiency than meat eaters. But if you are a strict vegan, you may want to think about not drinking black tea along with your meals, because tea contains tannins that also interfere with the absorption of iron from plant foods. Herbal tea, however, not a problem. High doses of calcium, especially calcium carbonate, and that's the form found in most supplements and also in antacids like Tums and Rolaids, that calcium can also block the absorption of iron. I don't think you need to worry about your food sources of iron and calcium competing with one another, but if you're at risk of iron deficiency and you take a calcium supplement, maybe take the calcium supplement before bed to minimize the interference with iron from your meals. And if you're also taking an iron supplement, take it at a different time of day. And finally, I just want to point out that while iron deficiency can lead to anemia, anemia is not always caused by iron deficiency. And that's why we need to be clear on what problem we're trying to solve before we start piling on the solutions. Low folate or B12 levels can also result in anemia. Taking vitamin supplements may seem like a harmless way to bolster your health, but as you can see, taking nutrients when you don't need them is not just a waste of money. It can actually cause problems, and they include adverse reactions and interactions, liver and kidney toxicity, and the delay of proper diagnosis and treatment. For example, if you're worried about your hair, you may have wondered whether biotin supplements could help. Biotin's supposed to be good for your hair and your skin and your nails, but again, we need to know what problem we're actually trying to solve. Now, it's true, biotin deficiency can cause your hair to fall out. So if you were diagnosed with a biotin deficiency, that biotin supplement might be just the thing. But biotin deficiency is pretty rare. And so far, there's no solid evidence showing that just taking extra biotin when you're not deficient can prevent or treat hair loss or make your hair grow thicker or more quickly. Aside from documented nutrient deficiencies and specific therapeutic applications, supplements are really just not the best way to deliver nutrients to your body. For that, you just can't beat a balanced diet of nutrient-dense foods. And good food is also cheaper and a far more enjoyable way to get your nutrients than a belly full of pills. So here's the bottom line on hair loss and iron. A good diet, including iron-rich foods, can help keep both you and your hair nice and healthy. And excessive hair loss can signal a nutrient deficiency or other conditions. But if you feel like you're losing too much hair, check with your doctor before self-diagnosing and treating yourself with any vitamin supplements, especially iron. If you have a question you'd like me to answer, you can email it to me at nutrition@quickanddirtytips.com. You can also leave me a message at 443-961-6206. I always love to hear your voices. I'd also like to invite you to check out my other podcast with Brock Armstrong. It's called The Change Academy, and we talk about the art and science of creating sustainable behavior change. You can find that on all the major podcast platforms. So whatever app you're using right now to listen to me, just head to the search bar and type in Change Academy. Nutrition Diva is a quick and dirty tips podcast. It's audio engineered by Nathan Sems with script editing by Adam Sessel. And big thanks also to Morgan Christensen, Holly Hutchins, Davina Tomlin, and Cameron Lacey. That's all for this episode. Thanks for listening. I'll see you next week.